This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. All this week, we're hearing a range of views on the future course of U.S. policy in Iraq. Today, we'll hear from one of the strongest proponents of a partition of Iraq. Peter Galbraith is a former ambassador to Croatia. He's also been an advisor to the Kurds on constitutional matters. He argues that Iraq has already broken up into a Kurdish north, a Shiite south, and Sunni areas that are the site of the insurgency. Galbraith says to focus on what is achievable, the U.S. should take the goal of a unified, democratic Iraq off the table.
Stability in parts of the country are achievable under the Iraqi constitution, which is itself a roadmap for partition. A southern region is now in the process of being set up. It will be Islamic, but it also will be stable. Kurdistan is already quite stable and, in fact, is the one part of the country that is the democracy that we wanted for all of Iraq. And if the Sunnis then move forward to create their own region, there's a much better chance that they then will be able to provide security in that region. And all this then could pave the way for an American exit. It's not going to be a happy outcome, but it's a much better alternative to staying the course, which is a strategy in which we neither lose nor win, or major escalation, which probably will not accomplish our objective either, and for which there's no political support.
Are you envisioning these sectors as independent states or essentially as provinces under some unified country still?
Well, the central government today has exercised authority no place in Iraq, and I don't see any way in which that government is actually going to be able to establish its authority. It doesn't even exercise authority in the capital city of Baghdad. I believe that having separate regions for each of these groups, which above all provide for security within that region, is likely to be more stable. It may or may not eventually evolve into independent states, but for the time being, probably it would continue to be part of an Arab Iraq.
And what would you do about Baghdad?
I mean, Baghdad is the front line of the civil war, and it is dividing itself more or less along the Tigris River into a Shiite East and a Sunni West. So I would suppose that the Shiite East would attach itself to the Shiite region and the Sunni West to the Sunni region.
If this were to go forward, a partition of Iraq, as bad as sectarian violence is now, wouldn't it get much, much worse, essentially with ethnic cleansing in these areas as they subdivide?
All the bad consequences of partition have already taken place. There is today horrific sectarian killing. There's a civil war in Iraq, and civil wars usually end with one side decisively defeating the other. And so if that pattern is followed in Iraq, you'll have an outcome where the Shiites crush the Sunnis. I think it will be much better and much less bloody if each of these groups have their own region.
How concerned should we be, under your plan, about Iraq's neighbors? Turkey would not necessarily want an independent Kurdish state in the north, and Iran would have a lot of interest in interfering with the Shiite south.
Again, all the negative consequences of partition have taken place. The Iranians already dominate the Shiite south. Partition actually would limit Iran's influence to the southern part of the country, whereas if you had a unified Iraq, the entire country might come under Iran's influence. Now, Turkey has been strongly opposed to an independent Kurdistan, but now that that independent Kurdistan has emerged, and it has indeed emerged in every form except international recognition, Turkey's adopted a very pragmatic approach. The Turkish government has developed good relations with the Iraqi Kurdish leadership, and Turkish companies are the major source of foreign investment in Kurdistan. And so there are people in Turkey, this is probably still a minority view, but I think an increasing view, who think of an independent Kurdistan less as a threat than as a state that would be dependent on Turkey and which would be a useful buffer against an Iranian-dominated Shiite Iraq.
When you talk to U.S. policymakers, is there any appetite for the partition idea that you're describing, or is this wishful thinking on your part?
Well, U.S. policymakers are not doing anything to reverse the partition. They have, in fact, accepted it. After all, it was the American ambassador in Baghdad, Zalmay Khalilzad, who helped broker the Iraqi constitution, which is a roadmap for partition, which creates these powerful regions which are allowed to have their own armies. And on the working level, both in the State Department, in the intelligence community, and among the uniformed military who are on the ground in Iraq, I think there is quite a good understanding that partition is the reality now and that the United States is not going to reverse it. The president, who in my view has been disconnected from the reality of Iraq for a long time, insists that he will not accept partition. He also repeatedly says that the Iraqi people have voted for unity, but of course they've done no such thing. The Kurds voted 98% for full independence, and in the elections, Shiites voted overwhelmingly for Shiite parties, Sunnis for Sunni parties, and of course the Kurds almost unanimously for Kurdish parties. So there isn't any unity in Iraq.
Is there a difference between accepting that something has de facto happened on the ground and actually encoding that in U.S. policy and a possible exit strategy from Iraq?
Well, I'm not in favor of the United States taking a role in partitioning Iraq. I don't think that the United States should continue in this ambitious but futile exercise in nation building. It is too costly, and it's not likely to succeed. So my position is to be against putting Iraq back together again. And in fact, the United States is not seriously trying to put Iraq back together. It's not sending in the troops that would be required to disarm the Shiite militias, which are one force that stands against the unity of Iraq. It's not making any effort to end the civil war between the Sunnis and the Shiites. And it's not making any effort to try to persuade the Kurds to give up on their independence, which, of course, would not succeed.
Peter Galbraith, thanks for talking with us.
Well, good talking to you.
Peter Galbraith is a constitutional advisor to the Iraqi Kurds and author of the book The End of Iraq, How American Incompetence Created a War Without End. Tomorrow, we'll hear from an advocate of what Galbraith called a major escalation.
I know that there has been a call for more U.S. advisors and so on, and I agree with that, but I don't think that's enough. I think for a short period, there should be an increase in U.S. troops.
Iraq's former representative to the U.S., Rend al-Rahim, tomorrow on All Things Considered.